Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is just ridiculous. Rice has as many top 25 wins as A&M. The hate. Just stop, Longhorn. Stop.
Who did that come from?
It came from a horn. Horn.
Look, just because A&M's having a good year, that's not a shot at you guys.
They feel like it is, though.
Why?
Because the Longhorns are talking about, you know, maybe changing coaches, trying to get a new one in here, when the Aggies already have a great, great coach that's won a national title.
So no more $75 million jokes this year for them? They're not making those jokes right now?
No, they ain't making no. Yeah, the Longhorns can't make that joke anymore. Mm. No.
That's a shame.
Yeah. No. Dude is getting it done. Before we move on, the 94 Gunther, is that his name? For Coastal Carolina?
The guy who had it in for Zach Wilson?
The guy who used Zach Wilson as his prison lover?
Oh,
wow.
You let this go on your show?
It's not my show, it's your show.
Oh, he should. Not only should he have been kicked out of the game, there should be charges against him.
Like Emmanuel, what's his name?
Yeah, the kid from the high school that knocked over
Edinburgh,
the referee.
Texas?
Yeah, Edinburgh.
Woo.
Dude, talk about roughing up the suspect. And the ref is standing right there and does it. I'm tossing the kid out of the game. And if that kid's out of the game, Coastal Carolina doesn't win the game. Because you want to talk about, you got to watch that kid.
Well, the one who is a fifth or sixth round prospect, looking at some of my stuff here, it's funny because Coastal Carolina has three players I have to look at. One of them is Teron Jackson, defensive end for Coastal Carolina. I don't have his name.
I think the 94 was Gunther.
Are you sure it was 94 that did it?
94.
Okay.
Yeah. If he gets tossed from the game, I'm telling you.
Yeah, their defensive end's playing in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah. Number 94. I'm telling you. I think his name is Gunther. Anyway, he was a beast, and quite frankly, yeah, that's it, number 94. And he was a beast, dude. And if it wasn't for him, of course, he started the fight before the half, right? He should have gotten kicked out of the game. But unbelievable, unflipping believable how that was just a good game. That was just a good football game. Just a good football
game. Yeah, Jeffrey Gunter, he's a junior.
He's a junior?
Yeah.
He's a hothead now. I'm gonna
now,
say that.
Why you really do? Like, I'm surprised that it didn't lead to more, because once they get the quarterback down after, and the interception was on a deep ball.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
No, the ref is standing right there, and I'm telling you, he should have been kicked out of the game.
Because the other guy, once it was over the first time, it should have been okay. It was over the first time. 94 continued to do it over and over, and then took a forearm shiver the last time into the face. 34 was just doing his job.
No
big deal.
It was Gunther.
94, it's legal once you get him down. But then after that, that's unnecessary roughness. And then this one right here, that last shot, is the forearm shot.
How
does
the ref
just
come up and say, okay, stop? How has that happened? That is, now I think they threw a penalty because BYU got the ball in the second half with a short field.
Yeah, they did throw. It was a late penalty.
It was a late penalty. But even still,
I think it took forever for the ref to even. I guess he wanted the play to be over.
Honestly,
before
am I wrong? Should he have been tossed from the game, though?
I don't know. Did he say something about Zach Wilson's three wives?
Was it a flagrant two? Oh, see now you try to out John.
Wow.
I took the mullets versus the Mormons.
Did you like that shirt? Mullets versus the Mormons?
Are they going to make a 30 for 30 about it?
I don't know, but they have t-shirts out for the game.
They do?
In Coastal Carolina.
Did the kid get arrested
Mormons
for
versus
it?
Mullets.
Like the Notre Dame kid did?
For Catholics convicts, versus convicts?
Yeah.
No, that was a 30 for 30, wasn't
it? That was a 30 for 30.
Right.
Yeah. 908 ESPN, 97.5.
You know, that's a couple of those shots could have been concussion-inducing.
Yes.
I mean, that second one where he goes down to the ground, look at the way his helmet bounces off.
How about that one?
That was a pretty good one. Well, watch this. Bang.
I mean, that's just, I know, that dude's got to be tossed. That's unsportsmanlike conduct right there. I know he's the quarterback, and you're going to. That is exactly what they're trying to prohibit. That's the kind of hit. And you're right. His head going off the turf. I'm not a tree hugger, but I do believe that was way overboard what they did to Zach Wilson there.
Your bias against Coastal Carolina is leaking through, John.
I don't mind the mullets. I'm in a mullet. Look, I'm trying to get mine going. Thanks to Doc Linville.
Uh-huh.
Getting my mullet on. I am. Me and Fred are both getting our mullets on. Well, Fred isn't really a mullet. It's a ponytail guy, right?
Yeah. Fred is developing.
He's doing a lot of hair, a lot of the hat things.
No, he's got the like skull cap
he wears
beanies,
all the time.
Yeah. So I can't really tell. You're growing, like I said, a Ralph Tresvant ducktail.
I got a ducktail.
From early 80s new edition. So you got kind of a ducktail going.
I don't know who that is.
Sure. I'll show you Ralph's ducktail and see. Yeah. I don't know that you're going to really.
I'm going to be about
He's not going to see the resemblance.
I don't think. Let me just put ducktail. I accidentally put.
The picture he's going to bring up to you is the least likely person you think he'd be comparing.
Well,
to.
You're not going to see it necessarily, but I'm just thinking about the hair.
Just the hair okay? part.
Like that hair.
Oh. Yeah, okay. No, right.
Yeah, I mean, here it is right here in, and you see his little.
Yeah, I got that going on. Yeah. I can see that.
He sees where we're he kind of has, looks like Ralph Tresvant a little bit.
I knew where this was
You're
going.
Not both, but.
Yeah, I can see that.
Stop rubbing
well,
your
as,
forearm.
As an NFL evaluator, though, you always have to, you can't see color, right?
No,
you have to. You
can't.
Your comparables have got. They can't be coloring.
No, you just write corny things like route chef.
Yeah, route chef.
That was made that's, me that literally the hero that they all needed in the draft world.
You're not Batman.
No, like I was the hero everyone needed in a draft world when I wrote that. Mm. The internet went crazy.
The internet did not even see it. Okay, the only one that saw it was DK Metcalf, and he was. He was disgusted by it. So disgusted by it, it made him work that much harder. That's what happened. He was like, man, this writing is terrible.
I just can't stop looking at this ducktail just like you have. Trying to show me what life is really about. That's when he goes, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, if I love the girl, who cares who you like? Cool it now. You got cool it now hair. Right there. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Bet y'all didn't think that was going to happen
Linville.
This morning.
I wish I had a Doc Linville spot right here. What I got, though, is a my bookie spot. And you can bet. Listen, this weekend, are you kidding me? If you didn't take Alabama, what's wrong with you? If you didn't take the Colts, what's wrong with you? There was so much money out there to be had. And you can have it if you go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid. It's the most fun. You're going to have a great time playing at MyBookie. All you got to do is sign up. It's so simple. And when you do sign up, they're going to match half of your initial deposit. That's so you got that much more to play with. Time and time again, and it's just good, clean fun. Okay, so if you're looking for a great way to play, win, get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box. I'm in love
with the coco. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's back to the Texans. Texans lose yesterday by 6. 2 points scored in the second half. And not by the Houston Texans. Some unbelievable mistakes.
How would you like to have the over in that one?
And lose it, right?
Ooh, two trips to the goal line, one ends in zero, and then a safety. The other one ends up in a fumble at the very end. Ooh, my goodness!
Unbelievable. Why they went for it is beyond me, though. Why did Frank Reich not kick the field goal?
I don't know. You know, it would have took it to 7, and that's what you want to do. Frank is such a we're here to win this game type of mentality, which, yeah, you know, you like it
smart.
But at some point you got to just make regular coaching decisions. Like, and then if you're going to do that, why not get the guy that is has been designated your bulldozer in Jacoby Brissett and bring him out on the field, and then have Jonathan Taylor. I don't get how they use Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
the guy had, what, at one point, 7 carries for 74 yards, something like that. And they've got Nyheim Hines, a finesse runner, with Phillip Rivers, no quarterback sneak threat, in the game on a 4th and short. That made no sense to me. If you're going to go for it, then give it your best shot.
Yeah, but why go for it? That's the other question.
Hey, but Texans get a lot of credit for stopping it. They stopped it on 3rd and 4th down and made a play, and then Deshaun got the team down the field. And how about the... We talked about it for a while. How about the game that Chad Hansen played? Off the practice squad, 100 yards. And Deshaun trusted him. He found him. And what did you think about the way Deshaun played yesterday?
I thought Deshaun played really well. I mean, you know, the second half, notwithstanding, the interception was bull. It was, first of all, it looked like a catch, and then it's an interception, and that just turned everything around. But I thought Deshaun played well. Look, he doesn't have guys. Like you said, the tight ends, what are the tight ends doing? Nothing. They're contributing absolutely nothing. You're down to Brandon Cooks, who looked like he died for a while. Yeah. Looked like he was done.
I thought he was done.
I thought he was done.
I thought, oh my gosh, there's nothing left.
But look at Kiki QT. Look at the game that Kiki QT had. In large part, how about Deshaun escaping that sack and finding QT all the way down the field?
Multiple sacks. That was one where I thought he was dead.
Yes.
When they had linebacker coming in delayed, or was it safety? And it looked like, oh, he's dead to rights. And he escaped 3 different times from where I thought the Colts had him. And the Colts were getting after him. But Eberflus sent that blitz on him, and it looked like they were dead to rights. And that was just all Deshaun. All Deshaun.
Yep. No, that's the difference. Now, only Deshaun and Bo Nix can make plays like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Those are the two guys I think of when I'm like, who are the ultimate play extenders and playmakers? You know, to me, it's Deshaun. I do want to give it to Russell Wilson, typically.
Mahomes.
Obviously, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Bo Nix. So when you think about those quarterbacks who can, Sam Ellinger, who can extend and make the big plays,
mm-hmm.
That's who I think of.
No, that's what I think of as well. No, no question about it. I thought, how'd you think Deshaun played?
I thought he played fine.
Yeah.
I thought he played fine. I thought, I thought the second half, I mean, the offense could have done, obviously you needed to generate more points. I thought they could have done a little bit more in the second half for what he was able to do in the first. They just couldn't get into a rhythm in the second half as a team. What did you think about, I love that they unleashed a veer.
They had a two-back veer offense where they faked the dive and then ran, and Deshaun ran for the touchdown. That was literally a Bill Yeoman veer out of the pistol. That was what that was. That was an old-school 1960s, 1970s veer offense, and it was run perfectly. For them to bust that out, see, just to bust that out for one play, you can get a big play on that because the team, there's no way they had prepared for a veer offense. That's not something they had prepared for.
No. Well, with Deshaun, though, you always got to be.
But you got to know it's coming.
That was a good look.
Because but that would, look.
Yeah, the look was, you know, run left and Deshaun goes
actually,
right.
To be honest with you, I thought David Johnson did a pretty good job yesterday running the football.
Yeah.
He ran with some physicality. I thought he did a pretty good job. A
couple catches by Duke out of the backfield, too.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. No, actually, they looked pretty good. For a team that didn't score in the second half, they actually looked okay. And they did it without all their wide receivers. I mean, it is just amazing to me. Amazing. 713-780-3776. And then defensively, you know, whatever. J.J. had a great game. Justin Reed was physical. Zach Cunningham had a good game. Zach Cunningham
played well.
Made the big stop on Hines. You know, the defense, they didn't get run all over. They did run some on them, but they didn't get their, you know, they didn't pound it. I don't know how to put this. They didn't run all over them. Let's just say that.
No, what were you going to say? They didn't what? Get what?
Why do you want him to say
no,
it?
No, you're right, Dell.
What's the matter with you?
Sometimes if John's trying to self-filter, I can't sabotage
him. Don't enable.
Yeah.
The man is trying.
Yeah, he's trying. He's making an effort to be an ally.
It was hard. I was hard to choke on the words, not saying the words.
He threw the works into the toilet, and they didn't flush. You almost grabbed them out and tried to give them back to him.
Hey, you want to try to flush again?
Are you sure about that? You sure you don't want these?
I got to watch a scene of Bob's Burgers. I got to see if you do sound like
I don't sound anything like him. Come on, stop.
But you said other people were saying
that. Archer. Everybody said
Well, listen to it. I don't think he sounds like this guy.
We know you have Critter's bike in there. Give it back now, or I'm going to eat your eyebrows.
What?
I mean,
that's the first voice is who they think he sounds like.
I guess a little bit. I don't know.
Do they think that sounds like John?
No, you have Critter's bike in there. Give it back now, or I'm going to eat your eyebrows.
Well, you got to consider one thing.
Okay, if he had been drinking.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Okay, then today.
But not.
Later today.
No. But yesterday, you mean? What?
Yeah.
Drinkers, well, then
do I sound like him? How many did you have yesterday? Two?
Maybe a couple more.
Two times?
We watched the game. Watched the game, and then we watched the afternoon games, and then we watched, I forget what we watched last night.
Of course you did.
Damn.
You forgot? You forgot what you watched?
Oh, no.
Did you and Chad watch The Crown?
Of London.
Thank you. How many episodes?
Two.
And?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
You got two more you can watch, one more you can watch, and then it's over.
The fight with the big dude.
Holy crap.
I told you.
The fight scenes are unbelievable. It is the goriest fight scenes I've seen. Like, it's like a blend of something like one of the really well done Asian movies fight scenes. Like, it's not too corny and over
crouching
the top.
Crouching Tiger.
It's like, except people aren't flying through air.
No, right.
But
that's stupid.
From trees to tree. But Mulan, yeah, I mean, this
stupid.
Is a.
Mulan's a
people
movie.
Are getting what their bones expect? Cracked left and right.
He said Mulan.
That guy would drag you over. Oh, the guy with the hatchet. The big guy with the
telling
hatchet.
You,
I had to look him up.
He's a cleaver?
He's a former soccer player turned MMA guy.
Really?
Also, yeah.
What about the death in that scene?
Where he lets him fall.
Oh.
It is some of the goriest, most brutal fights.
No,
by the way,
a couple of times. Don't do that.
Okay.
By the way,
with the knife, I'm freaked out.
So you know how Netflix, everything that
what
shows
about the dark.
Oh yeah. Oh, in the bar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The dart.
Well, I did have a dart because you took care of all those men. Well, I had a dart.
I had a dart.
So what about at the very beginning where they show you everything that could trigger you? They say, this has violence, nudity. This is what I would see on Peaky Blinders every episode on Netflix. Yeah. It's made me laugh. And they do it now for Gangs of London, too. Violence. This is what I saw on every episode of Peaky Blinders before. It said violence, nudity, gore, and smoking. They have warnings now for smoking, that people will smoke cigarettes. It's a warning, like violence and nudity and gore and smoking.
That upper left corner.
Do kids really... Smoking has to be mentioned as a warning. Like, listen, I got to warn you. I want you to sit down here. Your kids are going to see someone smoking. And, yeah, they'll see some breasts. And they'll see Arthur being a not very gentle lover. They'll definitely see gore, and they will see violence. But they're also going to see a lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking.
I don't think Tommy is in a scene for more than 2 minutes without a smoke.
At one point, I was thinking, where does he get cigarettes? Like, you can't just go down and buy a pack from the store, and they're probably hand-rolled. Like, where did he get all those cigarettes? Because he goes through so many cigarettes.
Yeah.
He's got to be getting them by, like, he's got to have tons of cigarettes somewhere.
Well, that's part of the expense of the movie. But
you mean
here's the deal.
No. I mean, as his character, like, where did you get that many? When you live then, where did you get that many cigarettes?
Game of Thrones discussion we always had.
They're not.
Look how long it took them to get. Is that what you want to see?
Yes.
You want to see Tommy going to the store and buying cigarettes?
No, but they didn't have cigarettes. It had to be like.
Yeah, they did.
That they just went down to the corner store for cigarettes? They didn't have corner stores like that.
Well,
all they had was places where they were.
Not in Birmingham.
They just had places where fire would shoot out.
Well,
industrial places.
But I think they everywhere they go.
God, that everywhere they went, they walk like this.
No one, like four people, they can see them.
No one can see you. But okay, yeah, they walk like
Describe
that.
Describe it. Arms out.
Arms
forward lean.
Yeah.
Looking like a bully. They're walking like a bulldog.
They got razors in their hats.
Plumes of fire shooting out of the side of buildings.
Yes.
Nonstop.
That's what happens.
Peaky Blinders.
Every single. Yes. Every down every street.
Every street just got fire shooting out of the sides of buildings because it's industry. I don't think they have a store like you can just go get some cigarettes. I think that needs to be something that
you need that to be shown.
Well, I know they got look. And by the way, I didn't know Coke was so big back then.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't either.
In the '20s, like it was huge. It's a huge part of the show.
Yeah, it is. They do a lot of blow. A lot of blow. 925 ESPN 97.5. What? Since when is Lamont Donut Texan now?
I mean, that picture is the Lamont's
the Lamont
avatar.
Yeah,
you can find that picture anywhere. But
it's Lamont because here's what he says. Okay. What about Coach Fatass kicking a field goal on third down with 8 seconds? That's Lamont.
There it is.
That's Lamont.
Coach Fatass?
Coach.
No, but he would be.
Grandpa.
He's grandpa.
He's grandpa.
Romeo,
he's not
Coach Fatass.
Coach Fatass, Lamont. Yeah,
Lamont. Hold on.
Yeah, that's not.
Where is Lamont though?
I don't know.
He's just using a different username.
Maybe he's incognito, but he can't hide.
When you call him Coach Fatass, we feel like that's
we
you.
We know it's you, Lamont. You can't hide your burner account. I thought the same thing. I didn't think Coach Fatass, but I did think, why are you kicking a field goal instead of taking one more shot? Why would you not take another shot with 8 seconds left?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's enough time.
Plenty of time to throw it to the end zone.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why they did that.
Man, that was bad. That was, you know what? That could have been the difference in the game. 713-780-3776. I thought for sure that JJ was smoking a joint.
Yeah, this is Lamont.
A teacup.
There's one that says I miss being able to raw dog. So that's got to be.
That's Lamont.
I thought he was like drinking tea.
I thought he was smoking some weed. He went.
No, I
think it's tea.
Turning up the cup.
JJ would not smoke weed. It's tea. It's a cup of tea.
Huh?
He's drinking a cup of tea. It's not weed.
He said, it's me. I sort of got in some trouble after the election.
He lost his
account. His account got suspended.
Out of all the things he said,
I got sort of in trouble after the election.
Kinda.
By who?
I guess Twitter. Sort of in trouble.
Well, he can call in and tell us.
Yeah. That is funny. 713-780-3. So he's... You can just open another account if you sort of get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think they block your IP address. You just have to get another account.
That's what should happen.
Well, if they want to actually make it something that means something.
Well, then you go off your phone. Whatever.
Either way.
How about T.Y. doing it to us again? In a season where he's got like 400 yards receiving, I knew he would not catch. He would not be a factor with Phillip Rivers. That was a lock to me That's why I like Pittman to come on and have a good rookie season. And Pittman didn't have a big game yesterday. But T.Y. Hilton versus the Texans is the biggest lock in the history of the universe.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
If you were a fantasy owner of T.Y. Hilton, and you probably got him in the second round, which was kind of dumb knowing that Philip Rivers can't throw downfield. I mean, if you've had him all year on your team, you're like, what a waste this guy has been. What a horrific pick. But I'm definitely playing him against the Texans. There is no question that dude starts against. I played him, and I played Darren Waller yesterday. Darren Waller was 45 flipping fantasy points yesterday.
Yeah.
200 yards receiving, touchdown, 13 catches. Holy crap. Unbelievable. And I played Darren Waller and T.Y. Hilton yesterday. Congratulations to me. Another loser. 928 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Campbell, Whittingham, Allen, and Sarkisian all make sense at UT. Are you trying money with Brian Kelly or Dan Mullen?
See, this is the thing. When I hear Dan Mullen's not leaving Florida for Texas, how many times does a guy at a Power 5 position like that do you steal away? You know how hard that is to do?
He could fake a heart attack and then go to Texas.
But he'd have to sit out a year to do that.
Okay, which is the better job?
I know who
is
wins.
The better job in coaching circles. Texas is the better job.
You
in
sure?
coaching circles?
You sure anymore?
100%. Yes, because the money, the talent, facilities, everything about
A&M and Texas are the two. You're out of the SEC programs in the country.
You're out of the SEC. You got your own network. It's not. I'm just telling you, it's not going to change.
Now, but that network can be. I heard one coach tell me recently. The network is a pain in the ass now.
Well, because you have to do stuff.
You got it. Yeah, you're beholden to the network.
But here's the thing: just because it's considered like Texas is going to always be considered a top five job because of the potential,
the money,
the potential, the money, the facility, the money that will be spent, the players in the state of Texas, all that stuff. The reality is, Dan Mullen may have a better situation in Florida. Now the problem is you're with Kirby Smart, you're with LSU, you're with Auburn, you're with not on your side of the draw, but you're in the SEC. It's a Jimbo. It's a harder league to win. And if Florida played in the Big 12, they'd be a lock. They'd be a shoe-in right now to play in the college football playoffs. So you could look at it that way, but I think he's got a really good situation. He understands that he can get skill position players out of the state, and he can recruit other Southeastern schools. You know, the one thing that's been crazy is that Texas has recruited fairly well under Tom Herman, and yet we don't really see the fruits of the labor. Well, we don't see a bunch of first-rounders.
That's development.
Charlie Strong, too. Yeah, it's been development.
That's been development.
And it's been isolating the right kind of players and stuff like that.
And that's the exact – now, see, I don't know that you can say he did because, well, he walked into some good players. Somebody left some good players behind at
Tony Levine?
Yeah, Tony Levine left some good players behind when he left University of Houston. They did a really nice job with him, but it didn't take...
But Tony was there 1 year. Some of those were someone's recruits, too.
No. But Tony Levine did a nice job.
Well, someone walked into a bunch of talent that was left to him by Mike Sherman.
No. Well, listen, Zach Spavital did an... Zach was the coordinator was the recruiting coordinator. He's got a great eye for talent.
And Levine was there for three full seasons.
Yeah. Tony Levine was there a while.
Wait, he was there that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Major only there 2 years.
Well, I'm also probably thinking of the offense coordinator who's there for one game.
Yeah, right. Tony Levine had a
Tony ball. Was there for 3 years?
Yeah, he took over for Herman in the bowl game, and then he coached from 12 to 14, finished 7-5.
So he coached 2 years?
No, 12, from 13, 12, 14. 13, 14.
So a full season of 12?
Yeah, three full seasons.
I don't remember Tony being there that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Herman and
Vera. Now what does Tony Levine do?
No, Tzak did a hell Chick-fil-A. Of a job getting some.
Now what does Tony Levine do? You know the answer, yeah, right?
He's got a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. He's big time in it.
Yeah?
It's good. Yeah.
Making some money. Good for him. And he's a nice guy. He's a great guy. They did a nice job with those players, but it didn't take long for him to get rid of Tony Orlando or what was
it? Todd Orlando.
Todd Orlando. Didn't take long for him to get rid of him. Once things turned, he kind of turned on Todd Orlando.
That's the pressure of the job. I don't know what Todd was doing playing that. That front was not a good front for what Texas had. Texas didn't have, they had Malcolm Roach on the, that was not a good front. And I think that Todd Orlando made some big mistakes at Texas. But you're right. He rolled with you at University of Houston, came over. I kind of wondered. Now, Todd's defense wasn't good. There's no way around it. I did wonder if that's one of those moves where he felt like, okay, let me cast some of this weight off the deck to keep us from sinking right now. You know, I'll throw this guy away. And by the way, as offensive and defense coordinators. Well, once you do that, everything is now on you.
Well, that's what you say, but. Yeah, he said in the press conference, getting rid of those guys. Hey, this is all on me. This is all on me. I'm sorry, but you know what? This is my fault. You're fired and you're fired. What? I thought it was all on you.
Listen, I've got to do better at firing these guys now. Guys, alumni, thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you guys think? Should we keep Todd Orlando? Thumbs down?
It's his fault.
Sorry.
You didn't understand, John, he meant is that it's his fault for hiring them in the first place.
Oh, see.
I get it. I got it.
And he's correcting.
That is his fault.
He's correcting that awful mistake he made. By the way, Todd Orlando landed on his feet. He's the defensive coordinator at USC right now, who had a nice one last night.
4-0.
Yeah.
4-0, boys. You guys are keeping.
Raising them up.
We'll see where
they've got one more game.
We'll see where they end up now.
Not in the top four. Won't be.
Let's see. Another win and then Pac-12 championship.
Against who? Washington, who just lost to Stanford?
Yeah. Against a tough Washington
Oregon
team.
Oregon, who lost to Cal?
Oregon, who lost to Oregon State?
There's not enough on the schedule. And someone tweeted out, it's pretty funny, Miami and USC could end the year combined with one loss and no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Those two programs, everyone's like, when are they going to be good again? They could have great years and no one's going to give a damn.
Nope. Well, I mean, it's so hard this year, isn't it?
I'm just, even nationally, people aren't, these are two programs who people think, why can't they ever be good again? And they're having really good years, and people are like, whatever, they're not in the playoff, who cares? Just how it is now.
That's it. 938 ESPN 97.5, 7370-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here, the headlines, of course, the Texans losing yesterday. On the bad snap that maybe should have been caught. Well, whatever. They lost the game. James Harden has not reported, but says he will report soon. John Wall has talked to him. He expects Harden to be a Rocket, that he's looking forward to playing with James Harden.
Huh.
But James has not been there. James was over the weekend, apparently, with Lil Baby. Is it Lil Baby?
Lil Baby.
I like to call him Little Baby.
Well, it's L-I-L. You're mispronouncing his name.
Right.
You say Little.
The spelling.
Mama called him Little Baby. I'm going to call him Little Baby.
I'm going to find his actual name. Probably say Mama didn't call him any of that.
All right. Guess his name. I'm going Dwayne. That's kind of more old school. Probably not Dwayne.
It does start with a D.
It does?
Yeah.
Darius?
No.
DeMarcus?
No.
Deshaun?
No.
Don.
Oh, it's old school.
Donnie?
No.
Old school,
Dick.
Derek.
But consider, I mean, there's
Drake.
There have been some famous Ds.
Derek.
Maybe even an athlete with this D.
Maybe what?
Maybe even an athlete. Some might have called him the human highlight film.
Dominique?
Yes.
Oh, that's a cool ass name. Why would he?
Why would you change that?
Why would you change from? Well, because you can't be a rapper named Dominique.
You can't. Too Mama many... called him Dominique. I'm going to call him
okay,
Dominique.
Okay, that's fine. Dominique Armani Jones. That's his full name.
That's a sweet name.
That's a wide receiver's name.
It is.
That's playing for Alabama. That was a five-star coming out of Georgia.
You think his mom
Dominique?
It's actually a guy out of Luganville who fell below his potential at Texas. That's who it is. Pflugerville, excuse me. Dominique Armani Jones.
Dominique
Armani Jones is a wide receiver name. He's a five-star that decommitted.
And went to Ohio State?
He decommitted from Texas, went to like Ohio State has added Dominique Armani Jones,
the second five star from the state of Texas they grabbed in the month.
Yeah,
what is going on with Texas recruiting?
Do you think mom who named him is?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't like Dominique Armani Jones. I'm glad he's gone. That's what Texas message boards are saying. Like
he wasn't.
To be honest with you, he never felt like a Longhorn to me.
Do you think his mama's disappointed in him because she named him to be a wide receiver and this is what he ended up?
Well, it's probably going to make he's making more money doing this.
He's not very big. He's a slot receiver.
That's all right.
Yeah, I thought he was bigger.
Who's his comp? Danny Amendola.
His comp would be Osuski. Man, New England's got a new white guy. I know y'all saw this yesterday. New England's white guy now, punt return for like 70-yard touchdown and caught a long touchdown pass. They got a new white guy.
Yep. They couldn't have caught a long touchdown pass.
Boy, 30-some-odd yards.
69 yards.
Stidham did it.
Oh, that's right.
Stidham threw it. Stidham came in 2 for 5. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Cam threw for 69 yards, and they won 45.
The second week in a row he's thrown for under 100, and they won?
Yes.
That's got to be the first time in history.
Well, no,
sure,
no.
Sure, Ryan Leaf
did
it.
The 40s and 50s.
Under 100?
The 40s and 50s, they did that.
So you think 80 years ago it happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cam's a throwback. You didn't know that?
Probably.
Except the babushka.
That's throwback. That's old school. Not for men. Yeah, but it's old school.
It is old school. Old Polish women in Chicago.
Yeah.
I swear, you
see that
going to my neighborhood, all the women
wore
babushkas.
I like this new quarterback it's got great style.
Cam reminds me of growing up in Chicago.
The Patriots are very good quarterback. Keeps wearing his hair very nicely and big glasses. Just like Lena Dietrich or whatever, one of those old actresses.
Marlena Dietrich.
Yeah. I call her Lena.
It's not her name.
That's not her name. Okay. Mama called her Marlena. I'm going to call her Marlena.
I like Dominique Lil Baby Rose.
I'll call her Lil Baby Dietrich.
Lil Baby Jones. All right.
Armani.
Yeah, how about
James'
that?
Best
that
friend.
That kid was born to flex. Dominique, maybe after Dominique Wilkins. Maybe.
Maybe.
Armani after Armani. And then Jones.
Could be Dominique after Dominique Foxworth.
No, he's 26. The rapper in question is 26.
Oh, he's 26? Maybe it was Dominique then.
It had to be neat.
Yeah, Wilkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dad was a big fan.
26. So we're at the 20s, the 10s. So born in what, 94? So you've got, that's probably Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
That's probably a human highlight film.
Probably.
Yep.
943 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. A little testosterone, Lance.
Let's go to Men's T Clinic. 5 locations in the Houston area, and there have been for a while, and I know they got a new one coming. But you've got Pearland, Pasadena, Spring, you've got Cypress, and you got the Heights. And here's the thing. You want to hear that Spring again? Go to get your testosterone checked out because there could be issues with libido, could be energy issues, could be just overall drive. You feel like a couch potato. If you are noticing your lean muscle mass going away and you can't get it back, then that's a testosterone issue as well. Men's T Clinic. You stop in quickly, you get a you're going to get a test, and they will find out where your numbers are. And if your numbers are below the level where they should be, they will start to treat you. They customize a plan that's made for you and your body. And what happens is they'll fine-tune it based on how you are doing with the doses they're giving you. And once you've got it locked in, you're going to see unbelievable results. They work with your insurance company. You don't have to do a thing except show up there, and it's one day a week. It's so easy to get the treatments. Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 946 ESPN 97.5.
Deshaun, no passing touchdown yesterday.
No, for the first time in a while, too.
Yeah, 341 yards passing, 26 of 38. And
good rush for a TD, though.
One interception, which was not really on him at all. I mean, it was. And then no passing touchdown. Ran for a touchdown. I'm trying to see what little NFL numbers we've got here and their little clever things that they do. Let me see. Phillip Rivers became the third player in NFL history with 3,000 passing yards in 15 consecutive seasons. It is, let's see, it's Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Eli Manning. I'm sorry, it's not Peyton Manning. It's Brett Favre, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning, and Drew Brees. Rivers has had 250 yards passing in 6 of the last 7 games. Big Philly was on at 8 if you guys want to listen to
you
the...
You can listen to it on the... hey, D-Weeds, go to Podcast Arena, right? Don't you have to say that every time?
You don't have to.
No, well, that's how Fred tells
us. Well, also on that show, they called Courtney our program...
The B word.
Yeah, so we don't have to say everything they say.
What is...
Are you guys allies?
Are you, though?
T.Y. Hilton had his first 100-yard game this year.
Well, yeah.
Since Andrew Luck retired.
Oh, wow.
This is his first 100-yard game. Not surprisingly, comes against your Houston Texans.
Listen.
21-game drought.
I'm a big ally of Mark Foster. He's joining us right now.
Is Mark there?
Mark's there.
Yeah.
He's with us here on ESPN 97.5. Mark, sorry to hear that you weren't able to get that job done this morning.
Yeah, guys, I really appreciate all the support you guys have given me. I mean, the entertainment that you guys give, the information you guys give. But, yeah, they called me yesterday at about 2:45 p.m. to come down to the transplant center down at Methodist. And at about 8:45 last night, they told me it was a no-go because the kidney did not meet the criteria for transplant. So I'm just still in line. I'm going to wait patiently, and it's going to get done eventually. So
yeah,
I just wanted to share that bit of information with you guys. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed, but I'm not too far down. You know, it was just a dry run, a test run for what's going to really happen in the future.
Well, Mark is a listener. We saw him out at the last year you were at the Christmas party, if I remember correctly. Listener appreciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, he tweets, just we've had correspondences with him, and then we found out that he was been going through a lot with dialysis, Mark?
Yeah, been on dialysis since November 19th, 2014.
Man, I found out what dialysis entails. Holy crap, that's a lot. How many times a week do you go?
I go 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Wow. Just got off a little while ago.
So 3 times a week, you're looking for a kidney right now. You're in line, and I know you were excited because they thought you might have a match, and we were really excited for you, and then found out, as you just mentioned, that it was rejected. So back in line, back in the queue you go, but we're hopeful that you hear some good news here very, very soon, and that you obviously keep us in the loop, because we certainly are praying for you, and you know, we certainly are hoping for the best.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. I'll say this. The worst part about yesterday was not the rejection of the kidney. It was getting that COVID test again.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to jam it up my nose one more time. So if for some reason they call me back within 5 days, I don't have to do a COVID test again. But if it goes longer than a week, I'll have to do another COVID test. But, hey, it'll be all worth it once in the end.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You get that kidney? You'll do a COVID test every day. Get that kidney. Hell, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Mark. Well, best of luck, man. Hey, did hear that. And best of luck. Get that job. Well, you're going to get that job done. Keep your chin up.
Absolutely. I thank you, guys.
All right, man.
I appreciate it.
There's Mark, one listener here who, man, that dialysis stuff and that, man.
It's tough. I didn't realize dialysis was always 3 times a week. Like, there's no deviation. And they're the patients who have to be very careful with COVID, too. My friend whose dad passed away was on dialysis, and when COVID got there, it was...
Yeah.
It's tough. That's one that's a really dangerous one, too.
713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. Question for you guys. What kind of year can we expect out of Alex Bregman?
I expect a good one. I expect a bounce back season.
Del, is there any reason that Alex Bregman might not have a great year?
In your expertise as a baseball and now a Houston Astros fan.
First, I appreciate you coming to the baseball guy
mm-hmm.
for your answers. I don't know if it'll strictly be baseball related. I mean, he's got new responsibilities. I mean, not a new contract, not a dog. He now has, I can't say what I don't want to say without insulting someone. He just got married, everybody.
He got married this weekend.
Yes. So you think a correlation between poor performance and a marriage could be?
I'm asking you what you think.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some wives make their husbands' lives easier. They're a joy to be around. And I imagine the woman he married will do the same. There are other wives who are, or just marriage, other partners in general, man or female, who aren't a joy to be around. But he married this woman. He loves her. I'm sure it'll go great, John. Marriages go great.
Reagan says he'll hit better on the road. Oh, my God,
every
Reagan,
time,
get off
this
of
is
it.
The guy who.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Reagan, get off it.
I've had a turn, gentlemen. I believe this will be a benefit to Alex Bregman because all marriages seem to make people feel better and happy and more fulfilled.
I don't know if it's working out all that well for Ricky Fowler.
What? Are you blaming Allison Stokey?
I'm not, but ever since, I'm telling you.
It's the longest. This is the biggest truth in the world. Yes. How's JJ done ever since he got married? Broke his hip like 5 times.
No, when did he get married?
Shredded his shoulder.
That's not true.
Actually, he stayed healthy since
then. Yeah, he just got married.
Yeah, now he wants to get traded ever since he got. Now his wife's like, get out of Houston. They traded me, so. He's all like,
why are you ascribing that?
Maybe she's saying, babe, you need to start putting in the heat to get out of here.
You don't know that.
I guess I feel like my I feel like
you don't think
I've got experience in the wife talking to you in your ear. Maybe she wants something a certain kind of way.
The first wife, right?
Well, that's a radar detector. But if your wife wants something and wants to just start, like, you don't think JJ's wife, like, that's an athlete's wife. We saw what happened to Andre Agassi. He said Ricky Fowler's gone completely downhill ever since that happened.
Haven't seen him.
Well, I mean, would you really want to be playing golf?
Yes. Yes, everybody wants to play golf,
though. Okay. I think you guys are looking at this all wrong.
He married her?
Allison Stokey?
Allison Stokey?
Yeah.
What?
That's good. That's great for him.
It doesn't work out, though, Lance. The first
I know.
Marriage never works out. Well, I think we know that.
It's just, I just think athletes who get married, yeah, it is trouble. Look at Tiger. It ruined his whole life.
No, that wasn't the issue.
If he hadn't been married,
if he wasn't
it wasn't
married, he could have done that all.
He seemed to be doing great.
He could have done all,
I mean, I guess it's not her fault.
All the pancake houses he wanted.
It's not her fault, technically.
Could have had syrup all over his junk all day.
I think he's more of a fruit topping on his pancakes. Not
you
syrup.
Sure?
Yeah, I feel
I
like,
think he likes syrup.
I think he like probably had
I was listening to a comedian talk about Tiger. Like, people get it all wrong at Tiger. He didn't go to Perkins looking at. He said probably he was there. He was got in a parking lot. She ran something out to him when he was with Elon and like, hey, oh, you forgot this. And then like snuck the number there. And like, he said, they're all. Who is this comedian who said, think about this. Let's say Tiger was unfaithful 40 times. He goes with 40 women. Let's say that. That seems like a high number. But how many people could Tiger have slept with? Probably well in excess of 3 million people.
So
now do the percentages. He said that's 0.00002%. Technically, that's 0%. He's actually more faithful than the men in here. He goes, What could you, like, what, you guys, name one of you guys, like, you probably have, like, 8 people who would want to sleep with you in the world. 8. He goes, and if you did it with 2 people, you're cheating 25% of the people. Time you have an opportunity, you're cheating. Tiger, 0%.
What did Chris Rock
say? When you do the numbers, it's 0%.
What did Chris Rock say? A man's only as faithful as his options?
Yeah.
And in this case, Tiger's as faithful as anyone ever.
Right. Right. When 70-year-old fat guys are, I'm outraged by Tiger's behavior.
And Chris Rock says, no one's trying to sleep with you.
Nobody.
What are you talking about? No one's looking to have sex
with
you.
If you had Tiger's money.
I wouldn't do that either if I had those people coming on to me. I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because you're a fine, upstanding family man.
I am a fine, upstanding. And I just don't need that heat anywhere in my life.
You don't need that extra to deal with?
I just don't need anything extra. I don't need, I don't need more trouble. I don't have trouble in my life. I just got a lot to deal with. I can't remember things. My phone is currently lost.
That's true.
I came to work with it. It was in my car. Now I can't find it anywhere.
He couldn't even answer the booty call text because he can't find his phone.
I don't even know where my phone is. Like, you think I have time for any other issues and problems?
No.
My daughter chastised me. I got into the house last week. She goes, oh, we have something to talk about. I said, what do we have to talk about? And her mom said, we have to get you to swimming. Not now. So Madi left, and I'm like, I got in trouble about something. She got home. She comes in, got a little smirk. She goes, okay, I'm back. So we have something we have to talk about. I said, what? I was listening to the radio show with you and Mr. Granato today, and you said the B word several times. And I'm like, no, that was Mr. Granato. And she said, no, I know your voice, Dad, and you said the B word too. You said it a few times, so yeah. And I'm like, I don't think I did. I think it was just Mr. Granato, but if I did, I am really sorry. I should not be saying it. She goes, yeah, it was really inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
For you to say that about anybody, even if it's not a woman.
Why?
And I said, oh, yeah, you're
who
right.
Who did you call the B word?
Who did?
I don't know. We were talking about that's 100% who it was. That's who it was. She goes, yeah, you called this woman that was her name. Yeah, it was that B. Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, Madi heard it. And
well,
I got in trouble.
Is she now that B. Courtney?
Ooh. No.
Well, that's what AJ called her.
Well, that's inappropriate, and they should have dealt with him.
And I'm not going to sign off on that. That was
no,
wrong.
I don't co-sign that.
I'm asking a question. If AJ...
Well, ask AJ. Bring him down
AJ's
here.
AJ's the boss. Did he dub her that?
Of all the allies, we are the best allies.
Yeah, well, no, we're the...
We lead the league in allyship.
Yes.
Are you though?
Yep.
We are. I gotta imagine.
I'm Team Jamel.
I'm stopping that.
I'm all these things.
Your wife must have stopped rubbing your forearm. It must have warmed your wife's heart to say, you know what? I wouldn't cheat. I don't want more annoyance. I love her. She's the only one.
No, I mean, that's the number one.
You don't have time with all the time you have to look for your shoes and your phone.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to cheat?
I don't need that. My wife has already said, if you think you can do better, she's already told me one to me. She said, I'll just let you know. You ever think you can do better than me? Go ahead.
You got to learn from John.
Take a shot, but they have to deal with all the kids and they have to deal with you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need that.
That's not how it works. You leave her with the kids. John has got the line down pat. No, doesn't matter. I love my wife, Wendy.
Well,
that's
the given.
But you don't
that's
say
the given.
That's not what you said.
I'm just saying, from a practical matter, it wouldn't even make sense anyway. I wouldn't do it, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
What if it made the most sense ever?
And Nicole holds major grudges.
Well, yeah, a woman would if you cheat on her.
Yeah, I mean, no, but she holds grudges about just things that shouldn't be a grudge.
What if I created a power?
I've got to double check on certain things if people can come over for dinner. Grudge. I'll hear about it for a long. My kids, I didn't let the first three homeschool, and I've regretted it. She's made me regret it ever since Alec was in kindergarten. He's a junior in high school now.
Why is she regretting that?
Wanted to keep all her little babies at home. And from the time she has crept on the school they go to, it's a good school. She's been relentless. She has never gotten off of me about that. That's a long run. He's 17 now. That's 12, or he's 16. That's 11 years straight of hate.
And she's okay with the puritanical.
And she dares you to find somebody better?
Yeah. Wait. She said, go ahead. You think they want to deal with you? I'm like, no, they don't want to deal with me.
But what's the result of the homeschooling? You've got a puritanical snitch, and who else?
Right.
Yeah, right. I know. Who is her mom's shadow? Like, sometimes Madi's just a lot. I can't.
Well, she'll let her go to school.
That's what you wanted. This is what you wanted. You wanted it, so deal with it. I'm going to be up here watching off defensive line tape. Laters.
Are you really watching defensive line tape, or are you watching, like, Gangs of London or something?
It depends. Sometimes I take breaks. Sometimes I take breaks and watch my programs.
1001 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3780. You beat it, Lance.
Lance,
beat it.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.